I know. Okay, today, good morning. Today is Daf Kuf Nun Vav, second to last Daf of Masechta Shabbos. We're a little behind. We're on Kuf Nun Hey. Are we right at two dots? Yeah, but Kuf Nun Hey, I'm in Bays. A lot of Agadata today. Stuff on chickens. A lot of Agadata today. Today we'll learn for Refuah Shleima for Blima Bas Miriam. And Devorah Rachel Bas, I don't know, but you have them in? All right. So we said like this, Devorah Rachel, she can need to refuah shleima. So it says in the Mishnah that mahalkatin l'tarnagolim, right? That you can feed the tarnagolim. You can put water into the bran for the tarnagolim, the chicken food, but you can't mix it. So we've done this gemara like five times already. The same gemara has come up. Amar Abaye, it's so complicated. Amar Abaye, Amrisa kameh demar, masnitzin mani. Who's the author of this Mishnah that holds that putting water into the bran is not considered leisha, right? Just by putting water in, it's okay. Who said that? Just putting water, right? You put water into something that could be needed, but you don't need it. So who says that's mutter? When I say need, I mean with a K. So Amar Li, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, it's the Mekel Shita of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, the Tanya, because of a Braisa. Echad nosin as a kemach. If somebody puts in flour, ve'echad nosin l'tocho mayim, and then somebody puts in water, ha'achron chayiv, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, the second guy is chayiv. Why is he chayiv? Because just by putting water in alone, something happens. That's considered kneading on some level. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, no, ain't a chayiv achi yigabal. No, you have to actually knead. If you don't knead, it's not chayiv. Dilma, the Gemara says, no, maybe this, I can't look at Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Hassam. Why does Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda make ill ela kemach dabar givelhu? Only by kemach, by flour, which is normally needed. Avol mursan, but bran, the la, whatever that is, the la bar givelhu, which is something that's not normally needed, then maybe I feel Rabbi Yossi modeh, maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree that what? That just putting water in alone is considered lisha. Maybe he would agree. So Gemara says, no, lo sapa da, don't think that. The Tanya Behedyat, we have a Beferisha Brisa that says that.
It depends on the material.
Exactly. So if bran is not normally needed.
No, not that. If I need my oatmeal, I just pour the water in.
And it's done.
It's done.
Right, right. So we're going to get to that in a minute. So look, don't think that. The Tanya Behedyat, ain't nosed in mayan lamorsan, divrei Rebbe. You're not allowed to put water in, says Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, nosed in mayan lamorsan. That's mutter. Right? So our Mishnah must be like that. Now, Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Govlin es HaKoloi. You don't need Koloi. Koloi is flour that's made from Tvua, that's cooked a little bit. It's something that's not a Bar Gibel. Whatever it is, it's like a cluster.
Roasted grape.
It's not something that's Bar Gibel. But Yesh Omrim Govlin. And some say, you can mix that on Shabbos. Ma Yesh Omrim, who's the Yesh Omrim? Omer of Chista, Rabbi Yossi, Bar, Rebbe, Yehudahi. It's him, same Shita. Bahani, Milihu, the Mishani. As long as you do it with the Shinui. Hechi Mishani, what's the Shinui? Omer of Chista, Al Yad. You do it slowly. Right? Veshavin, but they both agree, Shebochashin et HaShasis, Veshabis, that you're allowed to stir the Shasis. What's Shasis? They don't translate it. It's some kind of it's made from grain and water and oil and salt.
Grain, flour mixed with water and oil.
Correct. Anyway, you're allowed to stir that. Vishosim zeisim hamitzrin. You can drink zeisim hamitzrin, olives from Egypt. But we said you're not allowed to do gibel. You can't. Lokasha, don't worry about that. Ha, when is it aser ba'ava? It's aser by a thick consistency. Ha, baraka. When is it mutter? By a thin consistency. And that's only if you make a shinui. Hey, mashani, what's the shinui? Amar Rav Yosef, bichol, during the week, nosen as a chometz, first you put in the vinegar, nosen as a shasit. Then you put in the grain. B'shabbat, and the Shabbat, the opposite. Nosen as a shasit, first you put in the grain, v'yachagach nosen as a chometz. Then you put in the chometz. Levi braid the Rav Huna, okay, One more minute, and then we're done. Levi brings Rehuna Barchia, Ashkeche Legavla, Debe Neshia. He saw the guy who was in charge of doing all the mixing in his father's house. He bumped into this guy. Vikar Gavil, he was mixing. Ufasi Leilature, and he was fattening up the oxen. Batash Beis, he threw him out, kicked him, threw him out. Asa Avua, father came. Ashkeche, so on and on. Amalei. Hachi Amar Avua, the Imach. This is what the father of your mother said. Mishmei Derav. Umano, who's that? Rabbi Barava. He said, Govlin, I think it's his grandfather, right? Govlin, you can do Givul, you can mix. Below Mas Masafin. But you can't, what does that mean?
You can't down the throat.
Right. Udelo Lakit Belishne, and if the animal is not mature enough and old enough to eat with his tongue, mahalkatin liyad, lay. You can feed him,
force feed it.
Right. Vahani milihu demeshani. That's only if you do it different. Hechi meshani. What's the difference? Amar of Yemar bar Shlema mishrei da Abaya shesi ve'erev. You do it crosswise and lengthwise, right? Like a cross, right? Up that way. In other words, you don't mix it normal. You mix it in a roundabout way. V'halom arif shapir, but it's not going to be a good mix. So Amar of Yehuda. Minairo l'kli, you shake it up into kli. Okay, that's the end of the Gemara. What the halacha is on this Gemara is very complicated, right? We could spend 3 hours on
it. I think we do it differently, though.
Yeah, it's, I don't even know.
With water, then add the water. If you didn't do it solid, let's say on Shabbos.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to, right?
No.
Can't make oatmeal on Shabbos.
Let's say coffee.
Coffee, right.
Okay, so you have water, you got to put coffee in afterwards.
Right. That's because of losh, or that's because of cooking?
No, that's cooking. It's not losh. Lush is lush is oatmeal.
Can't make oatmeal shots.
Right, because you can't do lush. What about all these heterim? I don't think any of these are we call it them. It's not so simple. It's a complicated malacha. What's raka? What's ava? I don't know what any of this really means. What's thick and thin consistency? I don't know. Batter? I don't know. Okay, that's the only. The rest of the daf is all agarta. Okay, here we go. You can do it, this Gemara. Okay, we'll do our best. What? Kasev Apinkase de Ze'iri. It was written in the book, in Ze'iri's book, in his diary. Amarta Kodem Rebbe. I said in front of Rebbe Uman, who's that? Reb Chia. Ma'ol Gabel. What's the story? Can I do Gibel? Amar Asr. He said it's Asr. Ma'ol Afarik. What about doing Mafarik? Amar Mutter. He said it's Mutter. Amar Menashe de Be'chad Kamechad. You can. Thank you. What is this? Soda? Soda now. Chad kamechad. One. No. One in front of one. In other words, you can put one portion of food for the animal in front of one. Trey kame trey. Shopper dummy. Two in front of two is also good. Tlasa kame trey. Usser. Three in front of two is usser. Rashi says it's a tirchi yisera. Okay. Rav Yosef Amar. Kav. You can put nothing. No. We don't have. No. Kav. You can put a kav, afilu kabayim, even two. Ul amar kor, afilu kurayim, even huge amount. If it's animal food and you're preparing it, and it's all mutter. Kasev apinkase de Levi. Levi wrote his diary in his pinkis, in his book. Amarta kodem Rebbe. I asked in front of Rebbe. Umana, who's that? Rebbeinu HaKadosh. That's Rebbeinu HaKadosh. Al dahavi gavlin shesisa b'bavel. Can you mix this concoction in Bavel? Avitzavach Rebbe. And he yelled at me. Umana, who yelled at me? Rebbeinu HaKadosh. Al dahavi gavlin shesisa. The fact about that, you asked me such a thing? Can I do that? V'les k'shmile, no one listens to him. V'les chela bidei l'meisar midrav yosi b'rav Yehuda. No one has the power to stop Klai Yisrael from doing it because they all rely on Rav Yosi b'rav Yehuda, who is more mekel. Kasav apin kisei d'rav Yeshua ben Levi. This is a very famous Gemara. If it's not famous, we're going to make it famous now. Hai man d'chad b'shatza. If somebody was born on a Sunday, yehe gvir, yehe gavar v'lo chad bei. You're going to be a person, and one thing you're not going to have. What does that mean? My velo chada bei. What does that mean? Ilam velo chad lativ. One thing you're not going to be good in. Vam Ravashi. Another chad b'shav to have. I was born on a Sunday. What, we're accusing Ravashi of not having one good thing? Ela, no, it doesn't mean basketball. It means amida. Ela lav, rather, chada labishu. One thing for bad. Right? You're not going to have one thing for bad. Ay, vam Ravashi. Ana mi v'dimi bar kuzusa havi v'chab shabsa. This me and this guy were both born on Sunday. Ana melech, I became a Rosh Hashiva. V'hu havi reish Gandhi, and he's the big mafioso, which means there's nothing that he's lacking in bed. He's got it all, right? Every bad meat that he's got. Ella, the answer is, you know what it means? Ikula tuvi, ikula tivu, ikula bishu. Either all good or all bad. It's a funny thing, because nobody's all good, nobody's all bad. Hitler?
I was born
Sunday. So was I. A few people out there are all good. Very few people are all good. And a few very rare people are all bad. Most people are not like that. They're somewhere in that range, right? Most people are in that range. Right, okay.
It's funny how we had recently the Sultano Amori, you only mentioned Bar the mother.
Right.
Doesn't make it, but this thief gets into the shots.
Right. Hi, man. Give the parentheses. Somebody's born on a Monday. Yigavar Ragzin. He'd be a very angry person. My timer. Why is that? Mishum da fluigu be maya. That's the day that the waters were split. Hi, man. The Bechlatzla Shabsa. If somebody's born on a Tuesday, Yigavir Atir. You're going to be rich. Vizanoyehe, you can be very interested in Znus. Why? My time of why? Bishum de Ibru Bey Asavim. Because that's the day that the grass grew. Says Rashi, Tetsiv Tadche Aretz, Vahu Davar Shepar Varava Ma'od. A lot of Puruvu happened on that day in the grass. Umamahir Lagadel Utsmoach. And everything grew so much. Davi Indian Pritza, which is like a similar thing to like Pritzas. Hi, man, ba'arba b'shabsa. Born on a Wednesday. Yichacham gever chacham v'nahir. You're going to be a chacham and a nahir and a good-looking person. My time of why? Mishum de atilu bei ma'oros. That's the day Hashem put the ma'oros, the stars, the sun, the moon, hanging in the stars, the solar system. Hi, man, b'chamisha b'shabsa. If somebody's born on a Thursday, yigever gomel chasadim. You're going to be a very gomel chesed. My time of why? Mishum the Ibru Bay Dagim Va'ofos. That's the day that fish and what do you call it were
birds.
And birds were born. so therefore what? Birds and fish are very apparently get their food very easily. They don't have to work for it. Unlike animals. How true that is, I don't know. That's the assumption. So therefore it's a day of chesed. Hashem gets them their food. They don't have to work for it. Maybe he was born on a Thursday. Hi, man, Demali B'Shabza. If somebody's born on a Friday, Yigavar Chazaron. You're going to be someone who's going to return. Omer of Nachman B'Yitzchak, what does that mean? Chazaron B'Mitzvot. You're going to be somebody always returning to do mitzvot. Hi, man, B'Shabza. If someone's born on a Shabbos, he's going to die on a Shabbos. Why? Listen to this Gemara. Al da'achilu iluvei, because we're machal Shabbos to bring him into the world, because it's impossible to someone to be born on Shabbos and not to be machal Shabbos in some way. That's impossible. One minute. Correct. No, there's no answer to that question. They're right. It's not machal, it's not kol Shabbos. It's called keeping Shabbos. Anyway, if you're born on a Shabbos, so listen to this. Ki al da'achilu alave yom rabba v'shabza. But the fact that we were machal Shabbos for you, right? That's it.
That's the answer.
What's the answer? What does that mean?
We have to die on Shabbos, but we have to be machal Shabbos for you.
What? Since, listen, this is the pshat said by the Marsha. Since we were machal Shabbos for you when you were born, therefore, you're going to die on a Shabbos, and we're not going to do anything, and we're not going to be Machal Shabbos when you leave the world. That's what the Marshal said.
Be to try to save the guy before he passes away, right? If he had,
That's what the Marshal says. I cannot say what the Marshal says. I don't have any other pshat in this. Since you're Machal Shabbos, you come into the world, you're going to die on a Shabbos. We're not going to do anything for them because you can't even close the eyes. And we're not going to be Machal Shabbos. That's the cover that we're going to display.
Payback Shabbos.
Correct. It's the best shot I can give you.
That's
the best. Yeah. Amar Rava Bar Rav Shila. The kid Sharaba Yiskari. It's going to be a great honor for Shabbos. You hear that? Amalei Rav Chanina.
He says it should be great holy man.
Great holy man. Okay.
Great holy man.
He's already dead. Amalehu Rav Chanina. Puku Amrulei Lebar Levi. I said this over to Bar Levi. Lo mazel yom gorim, ezo mazel shogorim. Now, there's nothing special about the days of the week. Only the hour in which you're born. Here we go. Ready? Now, we know that there are seven constellations. So, it doesn't mean which hour you're born. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Which constellation is ruling over you? When you're born. Every it starts on a Sunday. So, we're going to get to that. Hai man de bechama. If somebody's born under the sign of the sun, Yehei gavur zivyat zivuson. You're going to have a very pleasant appearance. Yehei achel midilei. You're going to eat of your own stuff. V'shasim midilei. You're going to drink from your own stuff. V'ruzohi galion. And all your secrets will be revealed. Therefore, im ganav, if you're a ganav, lo matzliach, you're not going to be matzliach, because all your secrets are going to be revealed. Ha'man de'bekochav, noga, if you're born under that star. Yehei gavur atir v'zinai havi. You're going to be rich and into znus. My time of why? Bishum de Isyalid Bay Nura. What does that mean? Because it was born
fire burns in him.
That we don't the Masifta points out that we don't explain how that has to do with rich.
You can't be rich
now,
is
this? No.
Yeah. Hi man, the
cook. Yeah, Gavir Nahi, you're gonna be very good looking, Vachachim and smart. Bishum de Safra de Chamu, because it's like it's the scribe of the sun, meaning it follows the sun. Haiman del Bolavana, if you're born in the moon, Yegever Savil, Myron, you're going to always be Sovil bad. Banai Vesasir, Sasir Banai. Destroying, building, destroying, like the moon. It gets smaller, it gets bigger. Achel Delo Delay, Vishasi Delo Delay. You're going to eat not what's yours, you're going to drink not what's yours. Veruzuhi, Kasian, your secrets will be concealed. Therefore, Imganav Matzliach. If you're a Ganav, by the way, you'll be Matzliach. It's a time of the day based on these constellations that rotate in the seven hour rotation. So it's 1 hour this, then the next hour this, then the next hour this, and it keeps on rotating. Right? And as we said once, Shabbos, Friday afternoon, the sixth hour, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 to 7 is Ma'adim, which is why there's a minhag not to make kiddush between 6 and 7. Right? Which this is the last week where it's even going to be a Shiloh. Some people hold from it. It's all based on this. Same similar idea. Hi man de Bishat. The Rambam didn't hold from any of this.
Right.
Hi ma. We're going to get to a line that's going to be very difficult in a minute. This is nice. I got it. Okay, you're born this hour. It doesn't make a difference.
You don't understand it.
We're going to get to a line that's going to be complicated. We'll get to that in a minute. Hi man de Bishabtoi. Someone's born under Shabtai, which I believe is Saturn or Jupiter.
Saturn.
Ye gavir machshavte betelin. All your thoughts are going to become bottle. V'is the amri called the machshavte alei betelin. Everything you think about is going to become bottle. Haiman de betzedek. If you're born under tzedek, tzedek must be Jupiter. Ye gavir tzadkun. You're going to be righteous. Amar of lachem beitzchak v'tzadkun b'mitzvos. It means a mitzvos. Haiman de b'madim. If you're born under Mars, red. Ye gavir ashid dama. You're going to be a someone that spills blood. Amar of ashi. E umna. Either going to be a blood letter, iganava, or a robber, itabacha, or a murderer, imahul, or a butcher, imuhala, or a moil. Right? It's the tendencies in you. That's the punchline here. The tendencies in you. So you can do that tendency for good, or you can do it for bad. Right? I'm a rabba. Right, well, what else is there? Right. I'm a rabba. Listen to this, Gemara. I was born under the sign of Madim. I'm Rabbi, yeah, Mar Mionish, Bekotel, yeah, he's a big disciplinarian, right? Says Rabbi. He's a big disciplinarian, punishes everybody.
You mean kill the guy at the table?
Yeah, why? It's in his nature. Itmar, Rabbi Chanina Omer, I said it wrong?
No.
Mazel Machkim, Mazel makes you rich, Mazel Mashir, Mazel makes you smart. No, being smart, it's Mazel. Mazel, mashir. Being rich, it's all mazel. V'yesh mazel li Yisrael. Now, Rabbi Chanina says, there's such a thing as mazel for Yisrael. It's Esther Marsha. If he holds that way, just look at Rabbi Yochanan Amar, ain't mazel li Yisrael. There's no such thing as mazel. If you hold that there is mazel, then what's the point in davening?
It is better to be lucky than good.
What?
It is better to be lucky than good.
Correct. If there's mazel, Forget the fact of what's the point in davening. What do you do with the pasuk that says, Im shema tishmu bekoli, if you listen to me, then you'll have good. And if not, so mazel, it'll make a difference. It's your bother.
But it's true. Some people are born rich, some people are born poor, some people are born with problems, some people are born healthy.
So the Marsha answers, you're not going to like this answer, the Marsha answers, all those psukim were said to the cloud, And the chenami for each prat there's only mazel. You hear that?
No, I don't get that.
That means that as a klal, if the klal Yisrael listens, they'll have it good. This individual doesn't make a difference. He's got mazel. Right? What do you mean? What? Right, so there are some people in the prat that have good mazel, some people that have bad mazel.
Okay, so you can take it out. People in Eretz Yisrael, if they're all good, they're getting rain, and everything else is going well for them, yeah, you're right, everybody's getting good mazel now.
Right.
That will be successful and everything else. That doesn't change the fact. Some people are born rich, some people are born poor.
Right. Right. Correct. That's not going to change because of the mazel. However, it's a difficult shot. However, the Be'iri is much better. We'll see the Be'iri in a second. However, as a klal, it's not governed by mazel. It's governed by behavior. Each individual person may be different. Let's figure that out, how that works in statistics. The Be'iri says, I'll read the Be'iri inside because it's one of the top 10 Be'iris you need to know. Kasef HaMe'iri, Ein lilmo dov v'mari chazal b'gemara mor malkach, shamazel hu sholet b'chai adam. Don't believe, don't listen to this gemara. This is not... Mishum, shalo amruzos, the only reason why he even said this is because El Rabbe Shayim Nevuchim Kishira'u Shetzadikim Chachamim V'chasidim HaYikoshiyom. He saw the good people have it difficult. People always wonder about that. Why is it not fair? They're such good people. Why do they suffer so much? They have no Hatzlacha, right? Limeros Tzidkasam, that is connected to their goodness. It doesn't look like it's measure for measure. It looks like it's not fair. Says the Me'iri, V'tamus Yisharim, V'amayir Shalom Chamusha, Ein Mazel Yisrael. What do we hold? Ein Mazel Yisrael. He just said that because he was trying to think of an answer. Why is it that the good people, you know what? It's all mazel. That's not the MS. What do we call, what do we believe in? Something called Schar V'onash. That's what we believe in.
So in this world,
we don't understand. But to chuck it up to mazel, and therefore that answers everything, says the Mimi, it's very good. It's very convenient. That's not the MS. Right? It's a good answer. It answers everything. And you know what? This is mazel. Mazel is no different than saying there's no answer. No different. It's the same thing. If you think about it, it's the exact same. It's the same cop-out. Right? We don't have an answer. Ah, mazel. What kind of answer is that? Says the Me'iri, I'm not saying this on my own. The Me'iri says, that's not the answer. The answer is, there is no mazel, and it's all schar v'onesh. Now, why is it that good people who appear to be good people suffer? We don't have an answer for that. We're never going to have an answer. So to say I don't know is no different than saying mazel. Okay?
You
have
to say that. If you say go mazel,
then
you might as well chuck everything. You
don't do anything.
Exactly
what the Me'iri
saying.
It's exactly what the
Me'iri saying. Even exists because you say mazel to everybody. So
that doesn't mean that's not the same mazel this means.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Now,
Ein mazel Yisrael. However, look at Tosfos. V'ha da'amar Rava. Rava says, bottom Tosfos, B'shili b'moed katan, b'nai, children, chaye, life, umizone, and parnasa, lav bizchusa talia milsa. It has nothing to do with your zechusim. Ela b'mazel talia milsa. It's all mazel. Has nothing to do with you, says Rava. Which I would venture to say people would not disagree that these are the three biggest things: your life, your kids, and your parnasa. The biggest gashmis things that we have. And Rava said it's all mazel. Tosa says, Mikol Makom, listen to this one. Al Yidei Zechus Gadol, with great Zechusim, Mishtane. You can change your mazel. Avo Pa'amim, but sometimes, She'ein HaMazel Mishtane, but that's not going to change. Kedamar B'Yavamis, B'Perek HaCholet, Zacha Mosifin Lo, Lo Zacha Poskin Lo. Right? In other words, you could change your mazel. Tosa seems to say, I buy into mazel. After all, Rava said it. The Gemara says, Ein Mazel Yisrael. Yeah, you can change your mazel. By the way, in this Gemara in Titus, Tosfos says, sorry, Tosfos says, Mazel not so easily changed, right? As the Gemara there said, that when Rav Elazar ben Pedas was so poor, and he's so poor, I'm such a good person, why am I so poor? And what does Hashem tell him? Hey, you want to know why you're poor? I have to undo the whole world to change your mazel, to change this inyan in you, I got to undo the whole world. So what do you mean you can just go daven and change your mazel? He couldn't do that. Rav Elazar ben Pedas couldn't daven and change his mazel. The whole world has to get undone? That's pretty frightening. Okay. Next. V'azder b'yochanan l'taymei, damer b'yochanan, menayin she'ein mazel Yisrael. How do you know there's no such thing as mazel? Shenemar, like it says, komar Hashem el derech ha'goyim al talamdu, don't follow the goyim's ways, u'miyotas ha'shamayim al tichatu, don't follow the signs of heaven, ki yichatu ha'goyim mehema heim yichatu v'lo Yisrael. That's for the goyim. Jews shouldn't be involved in all that. Figuring out the astrology, stay away from all that. V'av rav suffer ein mazel Yisrael, the Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Benayin Chain Mazel Yisrael. How do you know there's no such mazel? Shenemar, it says that Hashem said to Avraham, Vayotze Osa Hachutza, he took him outside. Amar Avraham, Alfei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ben Beitzi Yorish Ozi. Who's going to be my Yorish? Eliezer, my servant. Amalo, no, Lav, no, Lav, no way. Ki Yemashe Yetze Mimeyecha, your child, your offspring. Amalo Fad, Ribono Shel Olam, Nistalak, Nistakalti Bistakanina Shali. I looked in my astrology, says Avraham. V'eini roi l'holid ben. I'm not going to have a son. Amale, tse mitztagnit shalcha. Go out from those astrology. She'ein mazal Yisrael. Says the Yairos Devash is who? Is Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz says, since Avraham Avinu was born without resorting to mazal, there is no mazal in Klai Yisrael. Not Avraham Avinu was born. I'm sorry, Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak was born without mazel, right? I saw a pshat over here. It says a very nice pshat. He says, what do you mean go out? Let's go out. It was a dream, right? So in a dream, you don't have things that are impossible in the real world happen in dreams, right? The elephants are flying. All these things happen in dreams. But in real life, it doesn't happen. What do you mean? Let's go outside. Look at this. Outside. It was not a physical going out. It was a spiritual going out. We're going out from the way the world runs. There's no mazel by you, and there's no mazel by Yisrael. Right. So the best way, the best I find myself, it satisfies me, is that there is no mazel, and it's all schar v'onesh. And why do some people appear? I don't have an answer. But like I said, to chalk it up to mazel is just as big as a question. Right. Just as big as a question. Doesn't make it. Right. So the answer is, it's one of the Gemilik
group. Better answer?
Huh? What?
Rich, still better.
Yeah.
There is mazel of some sort.
Yeah?
But that's not your business. Your business is doing what you have, and making the best of the whole situation.
Correct. So
harsh, but that's the way it is.
Right. No, I agree.
Man up.
Right. So my daitecha, what were you thinking? The kai b'tzedek b'mayrav? Because the constellation of tzedek was in the west, and therefore you can't have children. Ma mahadrano mekamino le b'mizrach. I'll put it in the east. I have to save mihair b'mizrach tzedek yikru l'raglai l'raglo. Okay, so don't worry about it. Okay, can we get to the Mishnah? Probably. The next Gemara now are three stories. About astrologers. Number one, umi d'Shmuel nami mazel Yisrael. From the following story, Shmuel also held his no mazel. Why? The Shmuel the Avlate. Avlate was a guy. Shmuel hanging around with this guy. He's a guy who's an astrologer. Right? Anybody want to marry Shmuel's children? He spends his time with the guy astrologer. Can you imagine he spends his time with that woman who reads the crystal ball? Havi yashvi v'havi ka'adli hanach inchi la'adma. They were sitting around watching people go to the swamp. Amali Avlate. Avlate said, l'shmuel to Shmuel, hi gavra azav alo asi. There's a guy who's going to go and he's not going to make it out. Why? Tarek le'chivya chivya umis. He's going to get bitten by a snake and he's going to die. Amalei Shmuel, Ibar Yisraelu, if it's a Jew, Azel v'Asi, he will return. Anyway, Adi Yashvi, they're sitting there. Azel v'Asi, come Avlate. Shadi le'tunye. Some guy comes and sits next to Avlate. Ashkach be'chivra, and he's carrying his bundle. Ashkach be'chivra, depasak v'shadi betarte guve. And he saw the snake is cut in half. In other words, the guy, while he was chopping, whatever he was chopping, he killed the snake, which is very fortunate for him. Amalei Shmuel, my avadata, what were you doing? Amalei, what happened? So he says, Amalei call you Amalei every day, having arena and rift abadi adadi v'achlin. We all contribute bread to the basket, and then we all eat together. Today, there's one guy who didn't have any bread. And he was embarrassed. So I told him, listen, I'll go figure out a way that you shouldn't be embarrassed. When they were passing around the bread, he pretended as if he took bread already, this guy. So the other guy shouldn't be embarrassed, and basically gave up his bread for the other guy, basically. Amalei, so Shmuel tells him, mitzvah avadata? You did a mitzvah? Nafak Shmuel, v'darash Shmuel, and Adam darshan, tzedakah tatzal mimavet. Tzedakah is better than death. V'lo mimisa mishuna, not even a strange death. Ella, mimisa atma, just for mimisa itself. In other words, basically, it's chayav onesh. You went out of your way, and you didn't eat lunch, so this guy could eat lunch. Right? You get rewarded instantly. And what happened? You maybe were supposed to die. Maybe the astrologer was right. Maybe you're supposed to die. You were spared.
It's even more, he prevented somebody from being embarrassed.
Correct.
That's even
right. He gave up his own lunch, so he shouldn't be embarrassed.
Right?
It's a. Not everyone will do that. Not everyone will do that. Right?
So maybe like we became
a little bit hard for me to get. What's the midah can't get midah?
Chesed.
So chesed is life.
Somebody embarrasses you, killing.
So embarrassing me, kill it. So this, the next story is not going to fit. But I hear what you're saying. Umad Rabbi Akiva Nami in Mazal Yisrael, from the great Rabbi Akiva, right? Who we all love, right? Who's no one has said anything bad about Rabbi Akiva ever. It's like with Chavetz Chaim. You can't say bad about these people, right? Even if you try. Some people, you just can't say bad. Anyway, Rabbi Akiva Havile Brato, he had a daughter. Amalei Kaldoi, the astrologer told him, Hu Yoma today, the Ailu Libe Gnana, on the day of her wedding, Tarek Lechivra Umisa, she's going to get bitten by a snake and die. Havid Iga Amilsa Tuva, she was very upset about it. He, Rabbi Akiva, was very upset about that. Asked all the Rishonim, what are they busy with what the Goyim said? By the way, you're not even allowed to do this. You're not even allowed to go to an astrologer. What's Rabbi Akiva doing? But you're not even allowed to go to them. Let's go see what's going to be with you. Well, go to the astrologer, see what he says about your future. You can't do that. So the Ritva gives an answer. He says, Eina chanami, Rabbi Akiva didn't go. The guy showed up at his door and told him. Once he tells you, he offers it to you, you didn't go. You're not allowed to go. Let's go read the horoscope and see what's going to be. You're not allowed to do that. Once the guy shows up at the door and tells Rabbi Akiva, and he told him. So there's some truth to it. And now he was very worried. Eina chanami, he didn't go. Because you're not allowed to. Anyway, Haviyoma Shaklasa Le Haviyoma that day, Shaklasa Limach Banasa, she took some kind of pin, Ditsasa Beguda, she put it in her wall, like it was like a I guess a like a cubby, and Israme Isav Beene de Chivra, and there was a snake in the cubby, and when she put the pin in, she killed the snake. She didn't even know what she did. She didn't even realize. Right? This is the night of the wedding. She was getting undressed. She took a pin out of her hair, she put it into the wall, and it went into the snake, and it killed the snake. But Safra, in the morning, Kika Shakli Lei, when she took it out, Havi Kasarach Va'ayasi Chivra Basrei. She threw the snake in there, dead. Amalei Avua, Maya Barada, so Rabbi Akiva comes to her and says, what happened? Listen to the story. Amalei, so she tells him, Bipanya, last night, during the Chasana, Asa Anya Kari Ababa, a poor man came. V'havi Teridi, Kuli Alma, Basudasa. Everybody was busy with the wedding. Veleka Deshame. Nobody heard him knocking. I heard. Kamina Shakalti Le Ristinai. I went out. I brought food. Yavis Li Le. Yavtini Le. And I brought the guy food. The Kala went
during the wedding
to go give an Ani food. Amale Mitzvah Varata. Did a mitzvah. Nafaka Beakiva. Darash Tzakatatsal Mavis. Elamisa Mishuna. Elamisa Atzma. Right?
She hadn't done that, she would have died.
Shouldn't Rabbi Akiva's story come first?
Yes. As a matter of fact, somebody asked that question. Yeah, the Ben Yoyada also asks it. And Masifta says, go look over there what he answers. It's a good question. I didn't think of that question. I didn't think of it. I saw it here in the Ben Yoyada. But it's mechaber to a good question. It's chronologically, it's earlier.
Why was she destined to die?
Tribute to
everyone. She do. I mean, and she hadn't given stuff to this poor person. He hadn't shown up, then he would have died.
Yeah, but the mazel was that this man showed up.
Correct.
And
correct.
She heard it.
Correct.
Okay, and at that point she had to.
And she could have said, if somebody knock at the door, you know what? It's my wedding. Let someone else deal with it.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah,
she could have said that.
Yeah, but if he didn't knock on the door.
And by the way, had she said that, she probably wouldn't have even been so wrong.
Right.
Right?
Of course. Yeah, but
let's just get to the Mishnah. Well, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Nami Ein Mazel. This is the hardest one of all. Also, another story: Ein Mazel Yisrael. The Ibe Rav Nachman Yitzchak, the mother of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amri Le Kaldoi. Some astrologer told her, Barich Ganan Vahu. Your son's gonna be a ganav. So Lo Shevakseg Leguliy Reishay. She never let him go out without a yarmulke. Amale Kisi Reishecha Kihechid Ditahavi Alech Emes Deshmaya Ubar Rachmi. Always wear a yarmulke. You always know Hashem's on top of you, and be rachamim there. Lo have you heard that Micah Amrle? He never knew why his mother did that. He never knew why she did that. Yom Achad one day, have a Yosef Kagaris Tuzay Dikla. She was underneath a tree. Nafal Glima Meilive Reshe Dali. What happened?
His head became bare. The thing fell off his head.
The yarmulke fell off his head. Dali Eine. He looked up his eyes. Chazal Dikla. He saw the tree. Alme Yitzre. He overcame the taiva. Salik. What?
The taiva overcame him.
The taiva overcame him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Salik. Paske l'kibur b'shine, and he ate the date with his teeth.
It wasn't his tree.
What? It wasn't his tree, right? So what do you see from here? That the yarmulke and the davening protected him, and when that went away, the protection went away. But it's not mazel. Okay. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. So what I hope to do tomorrow is we'll finish the daf quickly. And then we'll hopefully so. And then we'll learn a piece from Rav Pinkus. and then we'll daf. Everybody have a very good day and a good Shabbos.